Welcome on this Tuesday, June 5th, 2018. You know, the weekend was all abuzz with all the talk from Giuliani about whether or not President Trump could pardon himself, and they're still talking about that. But now people are talking about Bill Clinton going on his book tour and basically pardoning himself for what he did 20 years ago. He feels absolutely no guilt. As a matter of fact, he thinks he was the victim. And so we're going to have some clips here from the real victims. We're going to have even the people on the left are throwing him under the bus at this point, although very gently. We had Terry McAuliffe, who was a close friend, almost an adopted son, I guess you could say, of Bill and Hillary. He owes his political career in the Democrat Party. He essentially said, well, you know, it was a different time then. We had different standards. It's like, yeah, we've seen that your standards are still two tiers. We've got different standards for everybody. There's the Democrats and the Clintons, and then there's everybody else. And as a matter of fact, one of the news stories today that we're going to be talking about is the sailor who was on the submarine who took some souvenir pictures of where he was in the submarine. Anything that you take within the submarine, even if it's a picture of your bunk, that is born classified. Again, the lowest level of national security classification. When I got a summer job working as an intern in a defense contractor's industry, and when I was in engineering, I got classified security. It took probably all 5 minutes for somebody to ask our next door neighbor who had known me for 20 years, you know this guy? Is he okay? Probably wouldn't pass it today. But anyway, there's no big deal to getting a confidential classification. Then, of course, you got secret, you got top secret, you got above top secret. You got things like Hillary Clinton, where the conversations that she has with the heads of state and other areas, of course, that is way above top secret, even though it isn't officially gone through and been stamped by somebody as classified. And yet she puts it out there on ClintonEmails.com, and, you know, it's fine. And so Christian Saucier, who I've talked to in the past, is going to be filing a lawsuit about this double standard. And it's good. It's about time. Yeah, but there's been a double standard for Bill Clinton for a very long time. We'll talk about that today. We're also going to talk about what's going on with the NFL and President Trump. I think there's some very important lessons here. I think there's also something to be learned about the fact that President Trump, after not having a Ramadan feast last year, is going to be celebrating Ramadan with an iftar feast in the White House. So he didn't do it last year, but he's doing it this year. Why is that? Why is that? How is that? I don't know. Maybe there's something better that he could do. And I'm going to tell you what I think he could do that would be better than that. You know, that tradition was not started by Thomas Jefferson, as some people like to tell you. No, Thomas Jefferson merely accommodated a Tunisian ambassador who was there and said, well, I've got this religious feast going on, and I can't really eat until after sundown. Okay, just come over after sundown. We'll have it. That's not an iftar feast. It's not a celebration of a religion, of a politics or, you know, political organization, which is what Islam is, and a culture that seeks to displace and destroy every other culture. This is not multiculturalism. This is not tolerance. This is the embracing of intolerance. And guess who did it first? Hillary Clinton began this celebration as first lady. She was the first one to do the iftars. And it was continued throughout the Clinton administration. And it was continued throughout the Bush, the W. Bush and Obama administration. And so I was glad to see that President Trump was not continuing that. I don't think that's a religion, a political system, a culture that needs to be celebrated. They don't celebrate anybody else. As a matter of fact, they seek to destroy Christian, Jewish, Hindu, Muslim, you name it. Every other culture they seek to destroy. They seek to impose their law, their regulations, their intolerance over everybody. Why are we celebrating that? Forget about the Eagles. I don't really care about the Eagles. You know, this disrespect, this misplaced protest that they have going on isn't a threat to our civilization. But Islam is. Why are we celebrating that in the White House? And then we're going to be talking about the news control system and the Supreme Court saying you can have your cake and your religion, too. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, June the 5th, 2018. I'm David Knight. We are going to have a, it's going to be behind closed doors today. But the guy who, I guess Sherlock Holmes would call this guy, the FBI, the dog that did not bark, but he is going to be the canary that is going to sing, and I think bring this whole house down just like Samson. FBI counterintelligence chief Bill Priestap will sit down with a closed session, a closed door session with lawmakers today, according to John Solomon of The Hill. And again, to give you an idea of who Bill Priestap is, he's the guy who was the supervisor in charge of Peter Strzok. The guy who was sending all the texts back and forth to his lawyer mistress, Lisa Page. I just love that phrase, his lawyer mistress. That is a disaster waiting to happen, folks. You've got a lawyer mistress, you're just begging for a disaster in your life. Anyway, they were sending all these emails back and forth talking about Andy. Well, we just don't know who Andy is, do we? Well, they weren't talking about Toy Story. They weren't talking about Sheriff Andy. They were talking about Andy McCabe. And the guy in between the people who were so attached to this guy who's probably going to get criminal charges put against him, McCabe. Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, who are so excited about Andy, their close friend Andy. Well, who was in between these guys? It was Bill Priestap. So Bill Priestap was over Peter Strzok and under Andy McCabe, and you haven't heard anything from him yet. They saved the best for last, and it ain't over till the counterintelligence chief sings, and he's going to be singing today on Capitol Hill. I expect a lot to come out of this. But as I point out on the Zero Hedge article, all accounts say that Bill Priestap is a cooperating witness. In other words, if there's one person who can confirm that the FBI counterintelligence operation on the Trump campaign was politically motivated, we all know this. We just need to get all of the I's dotted and the T's crossed and the redactions unredacted. He's going to prove that it's politically motivated. It's going to be Bill Priestap. As a matter of fact, he talked to Lou Dobbs yesterday, and Lou Dobbs said, so he's going to be speaking candidly about his employer, the FBI, maybe Andy McCabe. Maybe he'll be speaking candidly about his employee, Peter Strzok. Anyway, Dobbs says he's going to be speaking candidly about the FBI, those who were running the agency during that period. And John Solomon said he was very high up. He had a bird's eye view of everything that went on in both of these investigations. Absolutely. He was right in the center. So that's going to be very interesting. I think this may bring this House of Cards conspiracy down when Bill Priestap talks to the House. So it'll be interesting today. Also, we have the pardoned sailor that President Trump pardoned back in March, Christian Saucier, and I've talked to him, the former Navy sailor. He took some souvenir pictures of his bunk. He was sent to jail, not given the Hillary Clinton treatment, you know. And it was after Comey said, don't you try this out. We'll make an example out of anybody else who tries this, but we'll let Hillary Clinton do stuff that's above top secret. Put it out there on ClintonEmail.com, unsecured. You know, it's much easier to do it that way. And in the past, you used to have to come up with these clumsy ways to transfer the information. You know, you walk down, like you see on the movies, you know, Clinton would have to normally, if she's going to get a payoff, she would have to go to a park bench, look around, you know, throw it in the trash, stand up and leave. And the next person would come down and, you know, pick it up out of the trash right next to the park bench or something like that. And then, leave another dead drop somewhere for her with the money. No, she can just get the money laundered through the Clinton Foundation. And then she can put the above top secret emails there on ClintonEmails.com. And anybody can grab that stuff. You know, just drop a few hints as to where to look. Anyway, he's upset about this, as he should be. And his attorney, and he, when I talked to him, he hinted that he wasn't done. He served the time. You can't get that time back. President Trump removed some of the things that were going to affect him moving forward in his life with that pardon. But he wants justice done, and he wants to end this two-tier justice system. One for the people at the top, and the rest for you and I, as Comey so eloquently pointed out when he gave Hillary Clinton a pass. And so his attorney said that he notified the Department of Justice of a pending lawsuit back in December, and he intends to file it as soon as the mandatory six-month period, waiting period lapses. He says, we will highlight the differences in the way Hillary Clinton was prosecuted and how my client was prosecuted. We're seeking to cast a light on this to show that there is a two-tier justice system, and we want it to be corrected. And so do we. And good luck with that. Hopefully we can get him on and talk to him in the near future. We're going to be talking about that two-tier justice system. We had, as I pointed out, everybody abuzz about Giuliani's talk about whether or not the president could pardon himself, and everybody's weighing in on that. And the clumsy, awkward way that Giuliani did this. I mean, is he really that stupid, or is he trying to put himself at the center of the news cycle? Because he certainly isn't helping his client, President Trump, by the things that he had to say. And of course, President Trump didn't help himself either by saying, well, I haven't done anything that I need to be pardoned for, but if I had, I could pardon myself. I don't think that's true. I think the real issue is that if the president has committed a crime, the constitutional remedy for that is impeachment by the House, trial by the Senate, and there is no pardoning of yourself after that process, because if you're found guilty, you're not president. So why are we even talking about this? I don't understand. And again, you have, Senator Cornyn was the adult in the room where he said, why are we even talking about this? There's no crime. That's what Giuliani should have said. But he wants to, you know, pretend that he's Antonin Scalia and debate all the finer legal points in this and damages his client, because that gave the press something to talk about for 2 days, saying President Trump thinks that he is a dictator, that he is, you know, he's going to overthrow democracy or whatever, which is what they're trying to do. And nobody is talking about the fact, actually they're talking, a lot of people are talking about what Bill Clinton said yesterday in interviews, but nobody's talking about the fact that Bill Clinton essentially pardoned himself and he did it again yesterday. Didn't even really say, excuse me, you know, at least, I guess with President Trump, you would get the Steve Martin, well, excuse me, but he didn't even do that to any of the people, that he not only had a consensual affair with. Again, this is, we'll talk about this. We'll play the clips, but this is the thing that bothers me and bothers the victims of Bill Clinton who were raped, who were violently sexually assaulted. They said, why are you talking about this consensual affair that he had? Yeah, it was inappropriate. But they talk about that. Ken Starr focused on that so they wouldn't talk about the real stuff. And again, Bill Clinton is doubling down on this to the extent that even Mika Brzezinski can't stand it. And when we talk about the Me Too, check out this story. In California, the first woman sheriff in California is now facing multiple sexual harassment accusations coming after male officers. Santa Clara County Sheriff Laurie Smith, the first female sheriff in California. Now we have equality. I guess the feminists are happy now, right? In April, a 30-year correctional officer who asked to remain anonymous delivered a letter to the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Department claiming that he had been sexually harassed by Smith. He's accusing Smith, who was the supervisor at the time, of sexually harassing him multiple times in 1994. And that is, he's not the only one. Now you got a lot of other people coming out of there talking about that. And as we later today, we're going to be talking about more about the Supreme Court decision that broke yesterday while this program was going. And I gave you my take on why I thought it was the right thing for the Supreme Court to do. And I correctly guessed who the two judges were. I actually named one of them before I saw what it was. And I thought the other one was Sotomayor, but I knew that it was going to be Darth Vader Ginsburg, that was going to be one of the judges who did not respect freedom of religion. I knew that was going to be the case. And when we look at this, another example of bullying. And, you know, when we talk about the LGBT, let's understand what this is. This is leftist government bullies and tyrants. That's what the LGBT movement is about. You don't have to bully other people and dominate them and destroy their lives just because you're gay. But these people do because they're leftist government bullies and tyrants. We're going to talk about having your cake and your religion too. Stay with us.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
1 of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're fighting the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity.
For yeah, the next they're going hour, to sharpen what they want you to look at.
All that you see
they will soften what they don't want you to see.
To participate in a great adventure.
It's going to be an adventure, isn't it?
You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
It's about picking your news. It's about news control. Yeah, we have reached the outer limits of free speech, haven't we? Actually, we've gone beyond free speech. We've gone into news control. We talk about gun control all the time, talking about the war on drugs, all these different prohibitions. Well, now they're prohibiting certain information. They will control the vertical. They will control the horizontal. They will control how deep you go into a story. They will control which stories are covered. And they will tell you what you can focus on and what you can't focus on. They will pick the focus. This has always been the desire of the government, of the CIA, their Operation Mockingbird. And it was pretty easy for them when they only had three networks. So they created three oligarchs to rule the internet that they created, the internet that was suggested by a DARPA psychologist. Why do you think they would do that? Maybe they want to control the narrative so they can control the world. Remember Orwell's 1984? Those who control the past control the future. Those who control the present will control the past. And they will control what we are allowed to see. And here's Apple openly admitting it. Apple's Vice President of Product Marketing, Susan Prescott, made an alarming announcement yesterday that Apple will be selecting the top news stories that appear in Apple News during the company's Worldwide Developers Conference on Monday. So she made this news that they're having the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference, and she says, news is a personalized feed. Is it really? Is it really what you want to see? News is a personalized feed. Boy, this is doublespeak. Where you can see all the stories that you want to read pulled together from trusted stories, and our top stories are handpicked. So it's all there. It's personalized for you. It's the stuff that you want to see, and we will pick it. We will decide not only what is true, we will decide what is newsworthy. Yes, that is really what this is all about. It's their personalized hand-picked feed, not yours. And to give you an idea, last year Apple announced that it would hire head of Apple News, Lauren Kern, who previously served as executive editor of the liberal New York Magazine, points out NTK Network. And then we have France, where Emmanuel Macron said, I was targeted during the 2017 campaign by online rumors that I was gay and had a secret bank account in the Bahamas. It's no secret that he's a Rothschild banker. Maybe that's worse than having a secret bank account in the Bahamas. Nevertheless, online rumors. What is more damaging to somebody? Online rumors or Google labeling the California GOP as Nazi ideology in their little knowledge box that pops up? As I pointed out yesterday, yeah, we talked about this multiple times. They only give them three or four little factoids about the Republican Party in California with Google. Tell you, when was it founded? Who is the head of the Republican Party? And what is their ideology? Nazi, with a link to Nazism. Is that more damaging than some online whispering rumor campaigns that people may or may not believe? Damaging information to him? What about Google then the next day? Putting up a picture, again, in one of their little knowledge factoid boxes of a North Carolina candidate and showing a picture of her with bigot across the bottom of her picture. Yeah. But that's okay. Don't worry about that. This is what France is going to do. They say that this is designed to stop the manipulation of information. They will manipulate the information. They will control the horizontal. They will control the vertical. And if you disagree with them, you're going to be in the outer limits. You're going to be outside of this information paradigm, and they're going to limit what you have to say. Under French law, French authorities will be able to immediately halt the publication of information deemed to be false ahead of the elections. And of course, this is as Google was labeling the California GOP as Nazis. That was happening in the run-up to that was last Friday, Thursday, Friday. And today is the California primary. Ah, so just a coincidence there. No conspiracy there. Nothing to read into that. You know, when Google and Wikipedia label institutions that are not Nazis, Nazis and so forth, nothing to be concerned about. Social networks would also have to introduce measures, according to this French law, that would allow users to flag false reports, pass their data on such articles to authorities, and make public their efforts against fake news. See, this is all being pushed by the government. If they were to come in and set up a French board of censorship, as governments always do during war, make no doubt about it, we are in a war right now, folks. It's an undeclared war. They don't declare wars anymore. They do them covertly. We are in a war. We're in an information war. And just as if they were back in World War II fighting the Nazis, they've got their censor boards, except they're very clever in the way that they do it. They don't do it directly. You know, when the British colonized India, they didn't send over tons and tons of British soldiers after they'd conquered the place to run it in administration. Instead, they did what the Romans would do, had done. The Romans and the British, when they had their empires, they would put their people at the very top. But the rest of the bureaucracy, the government bureaucracy that controlled the people, was made up of people from that area. The Nazis even did that a bit in France. The Quislings that they used there, right? Well, the Quislings in this case are the social media accounts. It's like, oh, don't make us turn that information over to you. Don't make us vet all this stuff. No, they want them to vet it. They don't want to set up an overt board of censorship. They want the social media oligarchs to be their board of censorship. And so they demand from them that they flag false news, that they make their efforts public about what they're going to do about false news and so forth. So they're demanding this. And of course, the other people want to do it. They want to make money. They want to be the masters of the universe, as the Breitbart people call them, because that's what they get. They get their monopoly. They get their power, their money, if they play along. As they point out in the law, would authorize the state to take foreign broadcasters off the air if they're attempting to destabilize France. They said this is obviously directed right at RT. Oh, you're trying to destabilize France. They will take you off the air. The British government has set up a fake news unit. Italy has an online service to report false articles. The European Union is working on a code of practice. But, of course, this will go much further in France. Though they won't go as far as the Germans, because they are still actually have that Nazi ideology, not the GOP. They always go with the most draconian laws. They have fines up to $58 million that the Germans will levy against you. The other people just take it down. And then the head of France's National Journalist Union calls it what it is. He says it's a step towards censorship. No, it is censorship, folks. The culture minister, however, comes back and says reducing freedom of expression is not the idea at all. No, we want to protect your free speech. War is peace. Censorship is free speech. That's the double speak. We are in 1984, folks, and they are going to control the present, the past, and the future. If we don't retain our free speech, how far has France come from the ideal put out by Voltaire? Just absolutely amazing. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here, but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials run throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Yeah, we can try to make sense common again, but we're going to have free speech in order to do it. And that means they can't control what you look at, they can't control what you hear, and they can't control what you say. But they want you to see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. As a matter of fact, a funny story here on Drudge Report. From Philadelphia, CBS in Philadelphia. Too much bad news can make you sick, say researchers. So take that blue pill for nausea and just chill out. Yeah, I understand. You can be too obsessed about news. Take my word for it. It makes me quite ill to look at many of the stories here. You know, just only watch the kittens and puppy stories. And then I see a puppy story where this teacher is feeding a live puppy to a snapping turtle in front of his class. It's like, that makes me want to get sick. It's just unbelievable, the stuff that's there, that goes on in schools. Who are these people you've turned your kids over to? Do you know? Do you know who they are? Do you know what they're teaching them? Do you know that these people, some of them like this guy, is a sick, sadistic psychopath? You know, people who brutalize little puppies and kittens and animals, that is the hallmark of somebody that grows into a serial killer. They go back and look at these psychopathic serial killers, and it's like, yeah, they were known for thinking it was really cool to abuse little animals when they were young, and then they don't have any empathy or sympathy for anything that's alive. It makes them feel powerful to destroy life, you know, kind of like Planned Parenthood. Anyway, who are you turning your kids over to be taught? But of course, these people are saying too much bad news can make you sick, so take a break from the news. And if that doesn't work, they will remove it from you. And as if it were news, McClatchy is telling us that the big tech firms are marching to the beat of the Pentagon and the CIA, despite protesting all along. Oh, we really don't want to do this. We really don't want to hide this news from you, but the French government, the Chinese government, that's where it started, was in China. Remember when China did that? A giant firewall, and then they said to Google and to Apple, if you want to do business here, you're going to have to spy on and censor our citizens. Well, now all the Western governments are saying that, because China is the beta test for the worldwide tyranny that they're trying to impose upon us, the globalists. They always try it out there. And of course, if you want to know what the future is going to look like here, you can just take a look at what the dictator in China, President Xi, is doing to the people there, because, you know, they have free reign to do whatever dictators want to do there and can do with the technology. But McClatchy is talking about this as if this were something new. As I pointed out, you look at the funding and the creation of Facebook. They started right as DARPA shuts down their life log. Oh, they had this total information awareness where they wanted to track and follow everything that everybody did. And everybody said, wait a minute, we don't want you to do that. So DARPA and CIA and all these different organizations, NSA, said, oh, we'll do it covertly. We'll have a third party do this for us, and we can claim plausible deniability. It's not us, it's them. And they're private organizations, so they can do whatever they want. Shut up. And that's what we continually hear. Oh, they're private organizations, so it doesn't matter if they spy on what we do. But of course, these people are getting rewarded very handsomely. Amazon gets to host all the information for the CIA and for the Pentagon now. And so it's like, you know, you want to go somewhere to get the information, your foreign government, you know where to go. Just like ClintonEmails.com, you can now go to Amazon.com and you can hack that, and you can get the information for the CIA, for the military. As McClatchy says, a funny thing happened to Google and Amazon on their path toward high-tech success. They have become crucial cogs in the U.S. national security establishment. No, they've got it backwards. They set them up to become crucial cogs in the U.S. military-industrial complex. That's why they became Google and Amazon in the first place. They enable that for Facebook. It's just absolutely amazing. AI is offering law enforcement facial recognition tools that can even read the mood of people caught on camera. Yes, we know they're doing it in China, and they're rolling this out here, and they will be the ones who will do it, and they will operate our transportation. That's why I harp so much on the autonomous electric cars, to try to keep you confined into the cities. According to the UN Agenda 21, then it was the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Cities. The only thing that they're going to sustain is their power over you. Anyway, they talk about this is the pushback inside of Google, as many of the employees said, we're not going to do this anymore. We don't want to be a part of these military-industrial contracts that you have. Google employees, many of them complained about this. Some of them resigned. They said, we don't want to be part of the business of war. But you know what? They've had absolutely no problem participating in the business of domestic surveillance and oppression, have they? They love calling the California GOP Nazis. They love moving the narrative in their direction. They don't mind watching everything that you do, going right up to the line of creepy, as Eric Schmidt said, and then a little bit over. They don't mind that. They lost that don't be evil thing quite a while ago. They have now officially removed that, as I reported a couple of weeks ago. It used to be the password on their shuttle buses, don't be evil. They've changed all of that. They're embracing the dark side now. It's open. And just as we see from the FBI and the CIA and the NSA, they're now open about what they do. They used to try to hide it. They don't try to hide it anymore. And as a senior principal researcher at Dell Tech said, that they are becoming a critical part of national security without question. No, they always have been. Total information awareness, life log. No, we're not going to call it that. We'll call it Google and we'll call it Facebook. How's that? That's much better. We now have a Democrat representative saying that Mark Zuckerberg lied to Congress. He said Facebook actually gave device makers very broad access to user data. And as the New York Times points out, the company formed data sharing partnerships with Apple, Samsung, dozens of others. And so in a way to try to control damage, Apple is now distancing themselves from them. As the BBC points out, Apple is jamming Facebook's web tracking tool. See, you can go to Apple. They'll protect your privacy. You like your privacy? You can keep your privacy. Just like Obama said, you like your health care? You can keep your health care. Oh, you like your privacy? Okay, you can keep that. Just get an Apple device. No, they've been working on this for quite some time. They've been embedded in this very deeply from the beginning. This phony trying to distance themselves is just keeping up appearances. And it's an effort of self-preservation. Apple chief executive Tim Cook is out there virtue signaling about the invasion of privacy. Come on. As New York Times points out, Facebook, as they sought to become the world's dominant social media service, struck agreements allowing phone and other device makers access to vast amounts of users' personal information. Facebook has reached data sharing partnerships with at least 60 device makers, including Apple, Amazon, BlackBerry, Microsoft, Samsung, over the last decade. Starting before the Facebook apps were widely available on smartphones, company officials said. So before they even had the Facebook app, they were shoveling off your information to Apple, Amazon, BlackBerry, Microsoft, Samsung, 60 device makers. Do you think they're shuffling off your information to the geospatial intelligence services, to the NSA, to the CIA, all those people who care so deeply about you? They just want to know a little bit about you for their files. They want to help you to learn, to help yourself. Look about. You don't see prying eyes. You see caring eyes. They want to help you. They want to help you be better. Be more happy, not to see that bad news that's going to get you upset. Bad news like the things that they are doing to us. And as we look at bad news, we got Bill Clinton coming out. Now, he started this book tour. And he's got a book called The President is Missing. It's a fictional thriller. But you know, when I saw that title, I thought, the president is missing. Where is she? Hillary is supposed to be in the White House by now. She's missing. Somebody else is there. I don't understand what's going on. And if Hillary had been in the White House, everybody would be saying, where's Slick Willie? Last time I saw him, he was in the Oval Office. Now, there was that young intern. Now he's gone. I haven't seen him for I haven't seen him for hours. He's missing too. The former president is missing. Well, what is not missing is the Clinton-esque doublespeak, the Clinton double standard. And some people have had enough of it. You know, he started out. We'll talk about what he said about his Me Too experiences. He's the victim, not these other women. We'll talk about that when we come back. But he got an early start by saying Obama got favorable treatment because he was black. This has been a disastrous turn for Bill Clinton. We'll be right back.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor?
That's right.
Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate Magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I want to talk a little bit about Bill Clinton's disastrous self-promotion tour, promoting his book, Where is the President? The President is Missing. And I guess you could get that as a matched set with Hillary's What Happened? The President is Missing, not in the White House. Before we get to Bill Clinton and his amazing book tour, his tragical history tour, I guess we could call it, I want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. And we have a massive sale that we've held over since Memorial Day, 50% off over a couple of dozen of our most popular products and free shipping store-wide. Things like Super Male Vitality, Brainforce Plus, Silver Bullet, Alpha Power, all of those 50% off plus free shipping. Also, the Real Red Pill, Super Blue, all the dental products, two flavors of toothpaste, the mouthwash, the gargle spray that all have nano silver in them to kill viruses and bacteria. All of those, 50% off plus free shipping. And also, X2, our nascent iodine, and BioTrue Selenium, that combo pack, 50% off plus free shipping. Check it out while the Memorial Day is still in a Memorial Day sale is still in effect at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, let's start out with what Bill Clinton began with before he got into the interview with NBC that everybody is talking about today. He pretty much got a pass on this on Sunday. He went on CBS and they asked him about Obama. And he said essentially that Obama got a pass because he was black. Well, at least he's half black. He's 100% CIA. But anyway, this is what Bill Clinton said before he really inserted his foot into his mouth big time with the Me Too issue. But here he is talking about Obama's favorable treatment compared to President Trump.
You hear from Trump supporters who say, you know, the press slobbered all over President Obama. He could do no wrong. And now this guy can do no right. What gives? That there's a kind of whiplash.
Well, there is. They did treat him differently than other Democrats and Republicans because they.
Why?
It was the political press. I don't know. They liked him. And they liked having the first African-American president, and he was a good president, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, he was, what they don't know, it's again, going back to this whole thing about Valerie Jarrett, I honestly believe that Roseanne Barr, many people didn't know that Valerie Jarrett was black. I think a lot of people don't know that Obama is white. He is. He's white CIA. He is just as white as he is black. And I would say he is whiter than he is black because he was raised by those white CIA grandparents, some of the founders of the CIA. Nevertheless, talking about the double standard, yes, we noticed that there was a double standard. Yes, we did. And thanks to Mo, what's his name here on Sunday morning? Mo Rocca, for pointing out that, yes, there is a double standard. But then he went on NBC, and he had this to say about the Me Too issue. Let's play video number one.
And you don't think a private apology is owed?
I think this thing has been, it's 20 years ago. Come on. Let's talk about JFK. Let's talk about, you know, LBJ. Stop already.
I don't think President Kennedy should have resigned. Do you believe President Johnson should have resigned? Someone should ask you these questions because of the way you formulate the questions. I dealt with it 20 years ago plus, and the American people, two-thirds of them, stayed with me. And I've tried to do a good job since then with my life and with my work. That's all I have to say to you.
And I'm sure he's been squeaky clean since then, hasn't he? I'm sure that he's had no affairs. He's not had any flights on Lolita Express. Nothing. I mean, Bill Clinton has totally reformed his life. He has repented of that former hedonistic, predatory lifestyle that he lived. But this was quite a bit of a back and forth, and Bill Clinton got quite angry as this reporter pressed him. And the reporter did quite a good job, I think, of pressing him on this to a degree. What he didn't do is to go beyond Monica Lewinsky. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how angry that made the women who were raped, who were physically, sexually assaulted by Bill Clinton. It's like, seriously, you're going to still just confine it to this? And we know that that's why Ken Starr did that. It was a cover-up for the economic racketeering of the Clinton crime family. It was a cover-up for rape and sexual assault to talk about a consensual affair with a young intern and to lie about it. It's like, oh, well, he lied about it under oath, so we'll get him for this little charge of perjury. They'll never find him guilty and remove him from office for that. But we can throw that out there as a bone to everybody. But I want to play a little bit more of that interview for you where he is sparring back and forth with Craig Melvin. He's the NBC reporter who is interviewing him. Did a pretty good job on sticking to that, although, again, he confined it to Monica Lewinsky, and that in and of itself is a bit of a cover-up. So let's go back to the Craig Melvin interview.
Back on what happened then, through the lens of Me Too now, do you think differently or feel more responsibility?
No, I felt terrible then, and I came to grips with it.
Did you ever apologize to him?
No, yes, and nobody believes that I got out of that for free. I left the White House $16 million in debt.
Oh, I had to steal furniture and silverware and stuff to make a go.
You typically have ignored gaping facts. I had a sexual harassment policy when I was governor in the 80s. I had two women chiefs of staff when I was governor. Women were overrepresented in the attorney general's office in the 70s for their percentage in the bar. I've had nothing but women leaders in my office since I left. You are giving one side and omitting facts.
Mr. President, I'm not trying to present
facts.
A side.
You asked me if I agreed. The answer is no, I don't.
And I asked if you'd ever apologize, and you said you had.
I have.
You've apologized to
her. I apologize to everybody in the world.
I thought over an apology?
No, I do. I do not. I've never talked to her. But I did say publicly on more than one occasion that I was sorry. That's very different. The apology was public.
And you don't think a private apology is owed?
I think this thing has been, it's 20 years.
You think President Kennedy should have resigned?
Yeah, let's hold it there. Because, they go back to LBJ and a JFK. I mean, you can go back to FDR, whatever. You can go back to all these different people. The bottom line is, I don't know of any allegations of, I don't really know what LBJ and JFK did. They probably were as bad as Bill Clinton. Does that mean that's okay? You know, the Daily Beast, hard left, Daily Beast, came after Bill Clinton. They said Bill Clinton's Me Too defense is shocking. I thought they had one of the best takedowns of what he actually had to say. As Melvin asked him this, he said, looking back on what happened, do you think you feel differently? You feel any more responsibility? And they said, Bill Clinton's body language immediately changed. Anger breaking through his omnipresent cucumber coolness in the way that anger tends to break through when confident liars are called out. Well, I felt terrible then. I came to grips with it. If he felt terrible, though, says Daily Beast, what he said next didn't reflect it. Instead of remorse, Clinton offered a brand of sleazy obfuscation that has come to personify the gaudy detachment that political elites still have from the moment in which we live. The moment in which we live. So we can't have any absolute standards of right and wrong. This is now the moment. And so now we have to act differently. No, actually, we did have standards back then. And to have a policy against sexual harassment that Bill Clinton said that he had doesn't mean that Bill Clinton obeys the policy of sexual harassment. To surround himself by women in his administration doesn't mean that he respects them or leaves them alone. Again, this is the kind of double talk. But look at the way the Daily Beast breaks this down. They say there was the self-pity. I left the White House $16 million in debt. The argumentum ad populum. Two-thirds of the American people sided with me. And the clever, vague distractions. You typically have ignored gaping facts in describing this. And there was even the misdirection. I've apologized to everybody in the world. Except not to the individuals involved. Not even to Monica Lewinsky. But certainly not to Juanita Broderick. Juanita Broderick said, this interviewer had the perfect opportunity today to ask Bill Clinton about the allegations of sexual assault and rape. Why doesn't NBC have me on to discuss the rape? Of course, that's the same network that held my 1999 interview until after the impeachment hearing. And again, it was Ken Starr who just focused on that aspect. And when she talked about this to the Daily Caller, she said that when she did the interview, this is before the impeachment hearing, she did an interview with the same network, NBC, and it was Lisa Myers at the time. She was supposed to run just 10 days after it was taped, but it was held for 6 weeks until after the impeachment hearing. And then they ran it up against the Grammy Awards. Broderick said she talked to Lisa Myers, and Lisa Myers said, well, the good news is you're credible. The bad news is you're very credible. And she spoke about the NBC producer. She said, you know, Andy Lack plays golf with Bill Clinton nearly every weekend. Oh, that explains it. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
in talking about Bill Clinton's disastrous book tour. Even people on the left are ripping him apart. And as we are here live, we have Harvey Weinstein showing up for court. And, of course, he is being charged. There's allegations of non-consensual sex, of violence, of rape. And, of course, there were charges like that against Bill Clinton. But, of course, NBC, the same network that, you know, this is part of the book tour. And a lot of people said, look at this. Well, they really hit him hard with this. They started talking about Monica Lewinsky. But they very carefully avoided any discussion of all of the accusations of non-consensual, violent, sexual assault and rape of many women. Still doing that. Still doing that. So we're going to go back and talk about that in a moment. But as I pointed out, you know, this is his self-pardoning tour. He's pardoned himself all the way through. He had a lot of help from a lot of people like Ken Starr, for example. But he is now on his pardoning tour. And as we were talking yesterday about Rudy Giuliani's Sunday appearances, where he said, let me see. Can the president pardon himself? And he jumps on that as if the president needs to pardon himself. Again, there is no obstruction because there is no crime. They haven't shown any collusion. And even if there were collusion, as Alan Dershowitz said, that would be unwise. It would be unseemly and it would be very inappropriate. But there is a difference between inappropriate and criminal. For something to be criminal, it has to be in the criminal statute book. Do you think that our government colludes with foreign powers all the time? Do you think that we meet with our allies and say, hey, let's take down that country over there. Let's switch out that government. Or let's do this or let's do that. Of course I do. Yesterday we had Clapper bragging about it. I read you quotes from former CIA officials bragging about the fact that they had overthrown governments left and right, started wars to overthrow governments and said, yeah, that's exactly what we do. We like doing that. That's good. It's good for us to do that. Well, they're colluding, aren't they? They collude all the time. They rig elections all the time. They overthrow other governments all the time. Do you think they would try to overthrow our government as well? These same people who do have been doing it for 60, 70 years, overthrowing other governments. You think they would try to overthrow our government? As I said, we overthrow democracies, but we do it for the good of the people. Well, the people there might have a different idea. And when you look at the 60-plus year history of what has happened in Iran, I would say that the fruit of what the CIA does can best be seen if you watch the Iranians chanting every day death to America. Do you want the whole world chanting death to America? That's going to happen if we have the CIA and the military-industrial complex continue to act as if they are masters of the world and they can overthrow whoever they wish and put in whoever they wish and use any kind of tactics that they wish. Set up secret police to kidnap, disappear, torture people, as they did in Iran in the wake of their overthrow, setting up their puppet regime of the Shah in Iran. Yeah, the people that are there are horrible. You wind up with a worse government than you would have had in this blowback scenario than if we would have let them go through and elect a socialist president. They might have eventually figured out that socialism doesn't work when he bankrupted the country, when he nationalized oil industries, but the oil companies didn't want that to happen. And just as Smedley Butler said at the turn of the century, it was a different group of corporations then that the American government was going to war for. But he says, this has been nothing but a racket. In other words, organized crime in our vernacular today. Racketeering, corrupt organizations. That's what our government was at the turn of the century. And the Marine General, Smedley Butler, said, all my life, I have been overthrowing governments as part of organized crime for these big corporations. And when we do that, when we overthrow these governments, that's precisely what we get. But as Alan Dershowitz said, yeah, it might be unwise to collaborate with a foreign power, an enemy foreign power, but it's not in the statutes. And, of course, if it is a crime, it's not something that is done in a court. It's done according to the Constitution with the House and the Senate.
President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials run throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. In the next segment, I'm going to be joined by Alex Newman. And we're going to talk about the Sandernistas. It's called Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sandernista. And, of course, Alex Jones ran into him at the L.A. airport. Had a good time trolling Bernie. But we're going to talk about what's still going on in Nicaragua as well as the deep state. Take a look at what's going on in Italy. Because later this week, we have Bilderberg beginning there. And, of course, that's a natural place for them to put Bilderberg. Because right now, Italy is kind of at the tip of the spear in terms of pushing back against the European Union, which is a product of Bilderberg. Let's understand how this all came about. Let's take a look first at what's going on in Italy. We had the crisis last week. It looked like they were going to overthrow the choice of the people in the election. They had chosen an economics minister, finance minister, and the European Union with the older parties, the leftover individual from the older parties. Again, the office of president there is not directly elected. They have the different ruling parties that are put in. It's a parliamentary process. You can have not one clear winner. And then they put together a coalition. Well, there was a coalition of anti-EU parties, one of them socialist, the other one conservative. And but they had agreed that they were going to, they had agreed on a finance minister. And the IMF people wanted to put in a former chief. And the president, who is appointed by previous administrations, by the parliament of previous elections, he was a holdover. And he said, no, we're not going to have that guy. I'm going to put in somebody from the IMF. And they said, well, if you do that, then we're going to just shut this whole thing down and have more elections, and we're going to make it a referendum on our membership in the EU. And they said, oh, never mind. We'll let you put in your economics minister. And then this weekend, we had Italy's new, as they put him, hardline interior ministry. And this is Minister Matteo Salvini was in Sicily. Now, this is reported by France 24. And he was at a port in Sicily, which is really the front line of the massive number of immigrants that are fleeing from North Africa and the Middle East, crossing the Mediterranean, entering in, for the most part, into Sicily and other parts of Italy. And so he goes there to this point of entry, and he said, the good times for illegals is over. Get ready to pack your bags. He said, countries need to start doing their job. No more smugglers should be docking in Italian ports. He took a swipe at the NGOs or organizing rescues at sea. They said the latest announcement came, the latest group of people coming across happened just hours before he took his oath of office. They had another 158 people, including 9 children, landing there at that port in Sicily after being rescued by a humanitarian boat in an operation coordinated by the Italian Coast Guard. And, of course, once these people put themselves into that situation, then you've got to go rescue them or they're going to drown. And yet, what is causing them to cross? Most of them are coming out of Libya, where we had the regime change, where we turned it into the arms bazaar for ISIS, where we could create an armed ISIS, and where the Muslims there have reinstituted slave auctions. Yes, black people are now standing on slave auctions thanks to Islam and Hillary Clinton's foreign policy. They say they struck a controversial agreement in the former government. They struck an agreement with militias in Libya. Nevertheless, they still have a massive number of people that were coming across. And as Zero Hedge points out, war has erupted between Italy's government and George Soros. They said a feud has broken out between fervent Clinton supporter George Soros and Italy's anti-immigrant League Party, which on Friday formed a populist movement in coalition with a five-star party. And that's the same guy that just said, hey, the party's over. Get ready to pack your bags. You're leaving. We're going to, listen to this, put Italians first. Whoa, that got George Soros upset. So George Soros puts out on Twitter, says, openly suggesting that Salvini might be financed by Putin. He says, I'm very worried about Russia's influence on Europe in general and on the new Italian government. I do not know if Salvini was funded by Moscow, but the public has a right to know, says Soros. Again, Russia, Russia, Russia. Who do you think's behind Russiagate here? Do you think it might be George Soros and people of that ilk, the globalists? Yeah, always putting it out. Whenever anything happens, whenever they lose an election, it must be Putin that did this. Yeah, it's always Putin. So in response, Salvini comes back and says, Soros is worried about the by the Italian government. Then it means we're going in the right direction. We understand that those who have speculated for years on the skin of immigrants financing NGOs and smugglers to invade Italy. That's what he says, Soros is a speculator. And he says the wind has changed for Soros for all those who have profited from the deaths of hundreds of people. Force them, encourage them, created conditions to force their mass evacuation. Just as we created the chaos in Syria and say, oh yeah, bring all those refugees and all those ISIS people that we have equipped and then bombed innocent people. Now that we've got them really mad, let's bring them to our home so that we can have them fight and change the government, the culture, the political system here. Soros, speaking in an Italian newspaper, admitted that the League's growing influence is a reflection on, quote, Europe's flawed migration policies that impose an unfair burden on Italy. But his solution is instead of resettling the migrants, correcting the position, stopping the wars in these countries and sending them back to their homes. No, no, he says the EU needs to pay Italy. Just throw some money at it. We'll just keep this thing going because we're going to continue with this open border policy to take down these governments. He says it follows from the voluntary principle that the problem can't be addressed by forced resettlement, but only by the EU financially compensating Italy for the migrants that land there. There's a strong inclination in Europe to use the occasion of the new government to teach Italy a lesson, says Soros. If the EU follows this line, it will dig its own grave by provoking a negative response from the Italian electorate. That's why they backed down on forcing this election. And of course, it's not just in Italy. It's also in Hungary, Poland, and the Czech Republic. It is Italy that is challenging the EU. And so is it any surprise that the Bilderberg Group is going to be held in Turin? The meeting will be held in Turin, Italy? Of course, that's where they're going to go. You've got the Fiat Corporation there. All the globalists are going to be meeting right at the heart of this. And it was kind of interesting over the weekend. There was an independent story that was linked by the Drudge Report. And what amazing disinformation. I just want to unpack this a little bit for you. As the independent spins this. They say, oh, the secretive Bilderberg Group is going to be meeting in Turin, Italy. Protesters who believe the Bilderbergers represent a shadow world government, quote unquote, regularly picket their yearly meetups, creating need for high security. Say that's why they have to have high security. No, they've always had high security to keep people far, far, far away. The only time that didn't happen that I know of, well, they didn't keep people miles and miles away. Oh, and by the way, who pays for all that security? The host country does. The taxpayers there do. The only time that they haven't had that kind of security was a 2014 meeting in Copenhagen, Denmark. And I was there with my wife. And all this stuff about, oh, this is just a supper club. They actually said this. They actually said this. It's an occasional supper club. They're not talking about anything important. They're just meeting the most powerful men in the world politically, economically, the heads of the biggest corporations, the heads of these NGOs, the heads of the governments are all just meeting secretly, the bankers. No need to be concerned about that. Why would anybody want to report on it? And of course, the mainstream media doesn't. The heads of these large media establishments will go there, but not the others. Now, at this particular part, you're looking at this thing. My wife was taking pictures, and she caught Ed Balls, who was the shadow minister of the Exchequer at the UK at the time. And he comes up on the side entrance, and they said, you've got to have your pass. And he goes, oh, you know me, I'm Ed Balls. You know, just let me in. I go, we don't know who you are. Where's your pass? And so he's got a pull-on luggage piece there. He starts going through this pull-on luggage piece. And he can't find it. He opens it up, and you can see, it pulls out some papers, and you can see that there is nothing in the suitcase but papers. Now, he's not going to have anything electronic because, of course, somebody could eavesdrop on that. And they go around and they black out all the windows in the hotel, even though we're fairly close to it, right in the middle of downtown. But he had a suitcase filled with nothing but papers, this shadow ministry exchequer. And it was just a supper club meeting. No need to be concerned about that. And interestingly enough, and subsequently to that, he was the highest person who lost in the election.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your products since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on, and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to be going to Alex Newman in this segment, and we're going to be talking about what is happening in Nicaragua. We talk a lot about what's going on in Venezuela. Do you realize that Nicaragua, the Sandinistas, Bernie Sandinistas, are still having problems? That wonderful utopian socialist paradise down there? Yeah. Happening there too as well. But let's continue on with what's going on in Italy and with this independent story, basically spinning what the Bilderberg Group is about. As the Independent laughably said, the group hoped to revive a spirit of transatlantic brotherhood based on political, economic, and military cooperation. Their goal, their primary goal, has reportedly been expanded to take in a more all-encompassing endorsement of Western free market capitalism. Yeah, where they make all the rules and they lord it over everybody from a central organization. This is about consolidating control in Europe. This all plays into the transatlantic partnership, the trans-Pacific partnership that President Trump shut down on day one, because this is all part of the Trilateral Commission to create three spheres of influence. The way you create global governance is with a multi-step process, a gradual process. First, you create special incentives for trade zones. You get the corporations in there with you on that. This is the way that Hitler operated. He always had, you know, there isn't a distinction between fascism and Marxism. They go to the same place. Remember, Hitler's National Socialist Party, they called them Nazis, but they were the National Socialist Party. He said that what Stalin got wrong was that he confiscated all the businesses first. He said, no, you use the businesses, you create a fascist dictatorship, you have a different argument to get power, but that's going to be the end result where we take everything, just like Stalin did. But he made a mistake because he did that first. We're going to use the corporations to get what we want. And that's what the globalists do. That's the model on which they have proceeded, the model on which Bilderberg was predicated. And that is, you use the corporations. You create economic trade zones. Then once you create economic trade zones, you create currency dependency or even union using the bankers. Once that begins to create economic hardship, then you say, well, we need to have more political union. And then you get a total political union, as they're trying to do in the European Union. You also add to that bringing in another people group so you can divide and conquer the populations that are there. You destroy their national identity. You destroy their culture. You destroy their tradition, their history, their rule of law. You impose a new system. You have to always destroy the system, of course, before you can build your new system. And then once you create those different blocks, one in Europe, one in Asia, and then you use North America as the center spine to join those two wings together, and you do the whole thing all over again, and create your world government that way. That has been the plan. But as the Independent says, the Bilderberg Group's primary goal was to be to expand Western free market capitalism. Although the conspiracy theorists believe the agenda is either to impose pan-global fascism or totalitarian Marxism. They're just not sure which. What a piece of disinformation. I just explained to you how there really isn't any difference between fascism and Marxism. If you want to take a look at the Nolan chart, you can see that, but they want you to keep thinking along that left-right paradigm. We'll get back to that later in the program, but we've got Alex Newman ready to join us now, so I want to go to him without any further ado. Again, Alex Newman is a writer, and I've met Alex at former Bilderberg group meetings where he was reporting, and I was too. He reports for TheNewAmerican.com, and he also, we're going to talk to him about this as well in this interview. I want to get some information about schooling and his involvement with an education program called the Freedom Project of Education, because we drastically need to change the way that our children are being taught here. That is one of the key ways that they control us. So joining us now is Alex Newman of The New American. Thank you for joining us, Alex.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, David. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, thanks. It's always great to have you. Talk to us a little bit about what's going on in Nicaragua, because as I said at the beginning of the segment, we hear so much about Venezuela and the tragedy of socialism there. They have, in fact, run out of other people's money, and it is collapsing as we've always see this happening. But what is going on in Nicaragua? There hasn't really been a lot of reporting other than yours about what is happening with the Sandinistas.
Yeah, well, it really has been almost a complete blackout from the news, and you can be sure that, you know, if these protests were against Trump or some non-communist, non-socialist government, they'd be getting wall-to-wall coverage. But basically, it started out as a little protest. People were upset about some changes to Social Security. They were going to increase the contributions a little bit and decrease the benefit payments. And people got a little bit upset, so they went out in the streets and they protested. You know, old people, you're taking away our pensions. Okay. And then the regime, you know, in typical communist fashion, started brutalizing the protesters. And actually, they murdered a journalist who was doing a live feed of one of the protesters. And it really blew up. Now, you know, it's hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people have poured into the street. And the dictator there, Mr. Ortega with the Sandinistas, who's been in power, you know, with a brief stint off for more than two decades, he just responded by starting to kill them and beat them. And they've unleashed these gangs that are affiliated with the ruling political party to savagely harass, torture, brutalize these protesters. And so now it really has morphed into a call for the regime to leave, to get out of power. And people need to realize this is a regime that the United States government helped put into power, as has happened so many times in Latin America, putting in left-wing or communist socialist authoritarians. And they're still there today.
Yeah, and, you know, we had something that this kind of reminds me of that was covered quite a bit in the Western press because they couldn't avoid it in Paris. They don't have the control over the media that the Nicaraguan Sandinistas have over the media. But, of course, the Western media is complicit in not reporting what has come out of that area. But in Paris, you had students who were upset that some of their subsidies are going to be removed, that they were going to actually have to pass entrance exams and things like that before they could get these generous packages that they give college students. I mean, they get free room and board and all types of things, as well as free tuition. So that was going to change a little bit under the program that Macron was running. And, of course, he ran as a socialist, even though he's a Rothschild banker. And then he's starting to implement some economic reforms like you'd expect a banker to do. And they got very upset about that, and they were burning things down, and there was a lot of coverage of that. But it total media blackout when this happened in Nicaragua, the Sandinistas.
Yeah. Well, you know, it seems to me, and I struggle to explain exactly why, but it seems to me that the American media really ignores what happens in Latin America. When they do cover it, it's only to further their agenda. And I think a big part of the problem is the media establishment. If you look, the same Council on Foreign Relations members that have wrought so much evil, so much wickedness in the United States have been doing the same thing in Latin America. And the American press, you know, people like, you know, Herbert Matthews comes to mind, New York Times journalist. He went down during the Cuban Revolution, interviewed Fidel Castro and said, oh, what a great freedom fighter. He's an anti-communist. He's going to be the George Washington of Cuba. And all along you had the CFR members in the State Department saying, oh, yeah, great. You know, what a great heroic freedom fighter. We need to get rid of the Batista government. We need to support Castro. And so they put Castro into power. And, of course, sensible people were warning he was a communist, but they put him into power anyway. And we've seen this over and over and over again, David.
Yeah, we see the same thing happen in Nicaragua. They get him into power, and then it's like, oh, now we got to have the Contras to get him out of power, just like Bay of Pigs and so forth. They just can't make up their mind, can they? But James Clapper is owning it. So is the CIA. They love the fact that they're doing regime change. We'll be right back with Alex Newman of TheNewAmerican.com. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Alex Newman of thenewamerican.com. He wrote an article talking about what is happening in Nicaragua. Leftist Nicaraguan tyrant meets uprising with deadly force. That's the name of the article by Alex Newman. And what is happening right now is being decried by Amnesty International. Alex talks about in his article a report put out by Amnesty International just as recently as May 29th, a 36-page report. I want to ask him to tell us a little bit about some of the things that have been done to people there in Nicaragua. And yet this guy is the darling of the left, especially here in America. You know, Alex Jones saw Bernie Sandinista in the airport of L.A. I wonder when our press is going to start talking about this. I mean, there has been a total blackout of this. I had not even seen this, Alex. And, you know, that's not being covered. They do recover Venezuela because of the massive starvation that's happening there. You know, people hunting down dogs and cats in the street and also police officers so they can get their guns. So they can hunt other things for food, the starvation, the massive exodus. There's been a lot happening in Brazil. Not much talk about what's going on with the collapse of socialism and authoritarian centrally command control economy in Brazil. A little bit of information about that, but absolutely nothing about Nicaragua because they were the good guys, as Bernie Sanders was saying 30 years ago. You know, he went down there, oh, these guys are poets. They're wonderful. They're pushing back against America. I just love these guys. I wonder what he thinks today.
You know, it's a really good question, and somebody ought to ask Bernie Sanders these types of things. And, you know, it really is interesting what's happening in Latin America. The communists who, and, you know, communist is the correct term here. I know sometimes that gets overused, but there has been a communist network operating in Latin America for decades. It was actually set up by Fidel Castro, the murderous dictator of Cuba. Former Brazilian president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who was an absolute Marxist despite being painted as a quote-unquote moderate by the Western media, very much like Castro was painted as a freedom fighter. You had the Sandinistas in Nicaragua, and then you had the Marxist narco-terrorist groups in Colombia, the FARC and the ELN and some of these others. They formed a network called the Sao Paulo Forum in English. In Portuguese, it's the Foro de Sao Paulo. And for a time there, even maybe 6 to 8 years ago, they were dominating the region. I mean, they had control, firm control over probably two-thirds of Latin America's governments. They even got, you know, stalwart anti-communist governments like Chile, where Pinochet kind of, you know, took out the communists and kept them at bay for a very long time and put in a liberty-minded constitution. But now they're on the run everywhere, right? They're sugar daddy in Venezuela, and, you know, Venezuelan oil was a big part of the funding for getting these communists into power everywhere. So was cocaine money out of Colombia from the Marxist narco-terrorist groups. But now the sugar daddy is no longer, you know, they can't even keep the lights on in Caracas, for goodness sake, let alone, you know, finance communist revolution in other parts of the hemisphere. So they are playing defense in a major way. And I suspect the CFR is not happy about this. You know, I've done a lot of work exposing the Council on Foreign Relations ties to these people, ranging from, you know, Fidel Castro, who they put into power, who they painted as some kind of hero. The CFR director of Latin American studies until just recently, Julia Swig, was actually identified by a U.S. counterintelligence official who spent his life tracking Cuban spies as an agent of influence for the regime in Havana. So they had almost the whole region locked up. We know from their own documents their plan was to, quote, rebuild in Latin America what was lost in Eastern Europe, communism, obviously. And now they're really on the run. You know, Nicaragua is just the latest example. In Brazil, we had a counter-revolution. Right now, they locked up Lula. President Lula is now in jail for corruption. They uncovered how they were stealing money from Petrobras, the state oil company, to fund their criminal buddies in other countries. The only place where they're doing really well now, thanks to the Obama administration, is Colombia, where the FARC is now coming into government. So real big problem, but, you know, good news also, the communists are really on defense in Latin America. You won't hear any of this from the U.S. media.
And of course, it's collapsing because it's an unsustainable system, as Margaret Thatcher pointed out, just like the Soviet Union collapsed. It's eventually going to happen, but in the meantime, tremendous hardship, tremendous tyranny and oppression. And let's talk a little bit about what's in this Amnesty International report. As you pointed out in your article, a quote from Amnesty International saying that they have turned on their own people in a vicious, sustained, frequently lethal assault on the rights to life, freedom of expression, and peaceful assembly. The government of President Daniel Ortega has shamelessly tried to cover up these atrocities, violating the victims' rights to truth, justice, and reparation. So tell us a little bit about what they have done specifically, some of the things you mentioned in your article.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the most horrific crimes is, you know, people gather for these protests and these thugs, which we know are affiliated with the regime, they ride around on motorcycles with weapons, with guns, they shoot into the protests. I mean, they've shot dozens and they've killed dozens and dozens of people now. They beat them ruthlessly. There's torture going on, people disappearing, journalists are being targeted. And, you know, when Amnesty International, which is very, very far on the left wing, you know, they're certainly not centrists or conservatives. But when Amnesty International is criticizing a left-wing government, it's something worth paying attention to. These people are clearly out of control. And, you know, I suspect it's going to get worse as long as the world is not paying attention. The Catholic Church, too. You know, the Catholic Church in Latin America has drifted very far to the left. But here you have leading Catholic officials saying, you know, this is satanic what's going on here, yeah, what this government is unleashing on us. And that's from Catholic officials who really were part of the power structure in Nicaragua and in some of these other left-wing Latin American countries. So the situation is serious. And we actually, I actually have some American sources who are down in Nicaragua, and they're saying, you know, we got to get out. We got to get back to America because this whole thing might collapse anytime.
You know, the Catholic leader that you quote here says, these are satanic forces that are taking this country to what we're seeing, these massacres, these violations of human rights. In one of these incidents that you point out in the article, these guys show up, masked men show up in vans and start shooting mortars at campus guards, because this is an area where they're complaining about the cutback in benefits. You know, people demand more and more and more, and the system is less and less able to deliver anything because of the central planning that always is part of these authoritarian command control systems. But that's the amazing violence that we're seeing there.
It is. Yeah, I mean, it's just total impunity, right? None of these people expect to ever be held accountable for these crimes. They expect that the regime will protect them. You know, now there are some hints that maybe the dictator, after, you know, almost 24 years in power, might surrender power. And we know who's next in line, right? The vice president, his wife, right? And after her, his children. I mean, this is some kind of joke. And yet that's what's happening. The media is, of course, ignoring it, because then they would have to admit what we already know. Socialism is a failure. It's evil. It doesn't work. And, you try it here, the same thing's going to happen, right? There's nothing unique about our DNA in America that makes us immune from these kinds of problems.
They're just thugs. They're just gangsters themselves, and they're thieves. It's a kleptocracy. You know, they have so many different. You talked about the fact. Let's understand this is communism. They have different labels, and of course, you know, communism is really kind of interchangeable with socialism. Both of those have been somewhat tainted, so they like to call themselves progressives. It's all right. The same idea. They're masters at shape shifting in terms of labels and coming up with labels that portray them in either a positive light or present something completely new. So you kind of scratch your head and say, what are these people about? And it's like, no, we know what they're about. Go back to communism. That's really what they're truly about. You also mentioned in your article that we now have people in America, interventionists, that saying, well, this is an opportunity for us to get involved again, you know, like we did with the Iran-Contras and the murderous gangs there in response to the murderous regime that we put in power. What's your response to this, and what should we really do, in your opinion?
Well, you know, in my opinion, the U.S. has done more than enough intervening overseas. And, you know, there's an interesting saying. It's attributed to former Secretary of War Defense James Forrestal, that if all of this was an accident, you know, if all these blunders, so-called, were accidents, we would expect that occasionally they would make a mistake in our favor. And yet every time the interventionists intervene, we end up with a bigger problem, right? You end up with a Fidel Castro. You end up with a Saddam insane. You end up with, all of the things that we've been saying. Nicaragua is the same thing, right? The U.S. ambassador to Cuba, Earl Smith, amazing guy. He actually warned the State Department that Castro was a communist and that we should stop supporting him. They put him in power anyway. Then later, I quote him in my article on Nicaragua, he said, now we're doing the same thing in Nicaragua. We're putting communists in power. Leave Somoza alone. And yet they just keep intervening. So all we can expect is more disaster.
Yeah, if it was just incompetence and random policy, you would think every once in a while it would come up heads in our favor, but it never does. So that may tell us that this is by design, to create chaos and confusion to overthrow regimes. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land
to generate the world's finest coffee beans, carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com. Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Alex Newman about how do you get to communism and socialism? Sometimes it happens by violent revolution and a war. Sometimes it is a gradual takeover. And what we're seeing here in America is something that is actually far more dangerous and far more difficult to get rid of than a violent revolution. And that is a revolution in our education. And we're going to focus not on just what is wrong, but what do we do about it? You know, so many times we ignore the positive opportunities that getting out of this failed paradigm of mass production of educated individuals by the state. I mean, think about this. This is something that harkens back to the dark ages of the Industrial Revolution, the way we've set up these institutions, and we're going to mass produce these kids' educations just like we're mass producing widgets. Is that a paradigm that works? Of course it isn't a paradigm that works. And the bullying and the violence and the Marxism that you find in our schools is evidence of that. So we're going to go back to Alex. He's got a Freedom Project education project that he's a part of. And we're going to talk to him about that as well in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a continuation of our Memorial Day sale. We've got dozens of items that are discounted 50%. And we have free shipping store-wide. Here's some of the popular products discounted 50% with free shipping. Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, my personal favorite. Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver for internal use. We also have our Super Blue products, our dental products, the two flavors of toothpaste, a mouthwash, a gargle spray. All of those have nano silver for external use. Silver, you know, is very effective at killing viruses, and bacteria. So all those Super Blue products, 50% off as well. We also have Alpha Power, The Real Red Pill, DNA Force Plus, all of those, 50% off plus free shipping. Take a look at the dozens of products that we have discounted 50% and with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, Alex, I want to talk a little bit about your project because, as I said, so often we talk about what is wrong with schools, and Ron Paul's got a editorial out saying homeschooling protects children from violence and Marxism. Yes, it does. I mean, you know, that's what has become the hallmark of the schools. It's become the straw that has broken the back for many parents, all the violence that is happening there, and the reluctance of the schools to do anything about it, as well as the cultural Marxism. We understand what that is. We see the product of that in the snowflakes that are in the streets. You know, they stay in school through college, but it's not just the college. That's where they put the finishing touches on it. But it begins all the way back in kindergarten. This is a long-term project that they're working on, but it is also anti-intellectual. We look at there's just an article last week, Alex, I looked at, looking at the school districts that spend the most amount of money. New York, Boston, the District of Columbia, spending around $20,000 per student and having illiteracy and innumeracy rates that are 89 to 95% illiterate. It's just the opposite of what this country was at the time of its founding. Colonial America, the literacy rates were like 90% literate, not 90% illiterate. What is the problem with this? How, you know, what is the solution that you're offering with the Freedom Project?
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about this, David. I think it's the most important issue right now for our country, and that is 90%, almost 90% of our children are being brainwashed in these government institutions masquerading as schools. The illiteracy crisis is huge, and I'm so glad you touched on that. I co-wrote a book with Dr. Sam Blumenfeld on this a couple years ago. You guys sell it at the InfoWars store. It's called Crimes of the Educators, How Utopians Are Using Government Schools to Destroy America's Children. What happened at the back in the mid-1800s, Horace Mann tried out this idea in the Boston schools where they were going to teach children to read, but without teaching them phonics. So they were going to get the kids to remember whole words as if the whole word was a symbol itself rather than a series of symbols, each one representing a sound. Well, it was a total disaster. Within a few years, all the headmasters of all the schools said, absolutely not. This is ridiculous. This is garbage. The kids are ending up illiterate. We're not doing it. You can read the essay they wrote. It's brilliant. So that kind of died. And then John Dewey, the architect of our government education system, with Rockefeller money, the General Education Board, which was a Rockefeller philanthropy, put $3 million behind John Dewey to resurrect this idea and start getting it out throughout the school. So they financed John Dewey to create this new paradigm in education where the purpose of education was no longer going to be to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, Latin, you know, these types of history, these types of things. Instead, it was going to be to socialize the children and basically beat the individualism out of them. And a key part of this was resurrecting this whole word method that would leave many of them, if not most of them, either functionally illiterate or very close to it, you know, very difficult to read. And the thinking was they'll never be able to educate themselves. You know, once they can't read, this will be a permanent thing, right? They'll never be able to go to the library and pick up a book and find out what's going on. They'll never be able to open the Bible or the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence and read it. Now we have Common Core, which literally mandates the memorization of sight words in kindergarten. So they're scrambling these kids' brains. By the time they're in kindergarten, this will have lifelong effects. And that's why we see numbers like you were talking about, David. The numbers are shocking. People almost wouldn't believe it unless they saw it from the government's own data that most Americans today are either functionally illiterate or very close to it.
So, you know, John Dewey is the guy that, of course, now nobody goes to libraries anymore with the card system, but he gave us, you and I are old enough to remember, the Dewey Decimal System, you know, where they categorize the books and they put the numbers and the decimal points, you know, to help you find the books in the library. But he actually came up with the Dewey Decimation System, where he would decimate our kids' education. As Charlotte Isserby and Phyllis Schlafly pointed out, when they went to the Department of Education that unfortunately Ronald Reagan campaigned to shut down, the Federal Department of Education, there's no constitutional authority for it. And we know now afterwards that it was the deliberate dumbing down of America, as they said in their book. It is deliberate, as you pointed out, to try to dumb people down. They don't want to teach our kids how to think. They want to tell them what to think. And that's what it's become. It's become a propaganda system, not an educational system. But talk to us a little bit about classical education, because I think that's where the positive opportunity. We know what the problems are. We see a lot of problems. What do we do about it? How do we teach our kids how to think? How do we recover those lost tools of learning?
Well, step one, David, thank you so much. Step one, get your kids out of the schools. I can't emphasize it strongly enough. You wouldn't send your kid into a burning building. Why? Because you'd be worried about his or her physical safety. Well, why would you send them into a government school where you know not just their physical safety is going to be in danger, but their mental well-being, their spiritual well-being? So step one, get them out. Step two, find yourself a good way to educate them. And there's a lot of alternatives out there. Homeschooling, you know, I highly recommend it. You can use all sorts of curricula out there. The classical education model is the one that I feel is the best for parents who want some support. We've developed now the Freedom Project Academy, which is kind of a homeschool school. You know, it's a Christian school based on the classical model. So you'll get an education similar to what our founders received. You'll learn real history, real science, logic, rhetoric, grammar, Latin, foreign languages. You know, and that's how you become an educated, patriotic, God-fearing leader in this country. And that's what gives me hope.
Let me interject something here too. You know, people hear Latin. I said, I don't want to do Latin. I don't want to do Greek or any of this stuff. But if you look at that, just like you're talking about the CSA version of teaching people how to read and understanding that instead of doing that, which doesn't work, that you teach them that phonetics build up these words and that, you know, it's a construct like that. If you understand at least a little bit about Latin, a little bit about Greek, then you understand the tools that build your vocabulary, because you can look at a word and you can dissect it into not necessarily just the phonemes, but to understand what these different things mean. So you know, understand that biology is the study of life because you know where that comes from, the origins of that. Our language is built from Greek and Latin. So that's building it from the foundation up to get a classical education, isn't it?
Exactly, David. And it also opens up this whole world of literature. You know, all the great classic literature that's come down to us through Western civilization, through the centuries, through the millennia, suddenly becomes accessible. I mean, that's why so many of our founding fathers spoke Latin and Greek, and why they understood the history of ancient Rome and the history of ancient Greek. You need these kinds of things to be a well-educated, well-rounded individual. And the converse side, in the government schools, you'll be dumbed down and indoctrinated. If you go out and get a real education, you can become a person who is independent, a person who is a critical thinker, a person who can, you know, and again, that's what gives me hope. The kids who are coming out of the homeschooling programs, I mean, even on the government's own test, they make the poor victims of the government schools look like, you know, they have mental challenges. You know, it's embarrassing. And that, for me, is very hopeful that these kids are coming out who are so well educated, who are going to, I think, lead this country back to what it was supposed to be, which is a free republic, a God-fearing nation where we're free and we have our individual rights respected.
Let me interject something here too, because we only got about 30 seconds here. And that is for all the parents who feel daunted about this. Oh, I can't handle this. Is this going to be there for you to help this? You're going to be their guide. And you know, the interesting thing about this is that when you're a teacher, many times you learn more than the students do. My wife and I found that it was finishing our, she's got a master's degree in education. I did quite well in school, but we learned a great deal when we taught our kids. Hey, I never knew that. That's kind of interesting. It's going to be an adventure and a positive adventure. And you're going to protect your kids at the same time. Very important. Thank you so much, Alex Newman, the New American, and that project that he has is the Freedom Project Education.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As we were just talking about education with Alex Newman. And again, I would encourage you. It's a wonderful thing. It gives you a chance to get to know your kids. What could be better than that? And to discover things that you were never taught in school. And believe me, you are up to the task. You really are. You can't do worse than the schools that come out with a 90% illiteracy rate. You can't do worse than that. So take that burden of achievement off of yourself. As Ron Paul points out, I mentioned this in the interview, the violence and the Marxism that is inherent in this institution that we look at. And I think you have to think about this another way. There's so many different things that come into play when you turn your kids over to somebody that you don't know anything about. Now, we understand the violence that has been publicized endlessly by the mainstream media when somebody shows up and starts shooting kids. And we all say, you know, why can't they be protected from that? Well, why can't you protect your kids from this kind of violence? A science teacher in Idaho. In Idaho. Idaho. We're not in Kansas anymore, folks. We're not even in Idaho anymore. He took a live puppy and threw it into a tank with a snapping turtle in front of his class in junior high school. How do you protect your kids from that? How do you protect your kids from that kind of violence and sadism? You don't know these people who are sending their kids to this biology class. They didn't know that they had a psychopath as a teacher. This is horrific. I mean, these kids had to watch this. A group of shocked students watched in horror as a turtle drew its razor-sharp teeth into the poor little animal. I find it interesting. I haven't seen any reports of this. Maybe there are some. The reports that I see of this are reported by Sputnik and RT. Isn't that interesting that the American media doesn't want to talk about what's going on in an American classroom? So the turtle, and these snapping turtles, are fast. If you haven't ever seen one, they're very dangerous. Razor-sharp teeth, he sinks it into the animal. They kill their prey by dragging it under the water to drown it. And simply chewed its head off right there in front of the kids. Now, he is going to be facing a possible 6-month prison sentence as well as a fine of $5,000 if found guilty of this misdemeanor. And it caused a huge public outcry, 190,000 signatures online immediately to get rid of him. Who vetted this guy? Did you vet him as a parent if you go there? So you don't know what is happening when you're not there. So that's one of the big reasons that you homeschool. You don't know what people like this are teaching your kids, how they're destroying it. Where did Bill Ayers go when he decided that he wasn't getting enough traction with his revolution, blowing buildings up and killing people? Oh, he went into education, that's right. And what did he start educating people about? Well, he and his group, the Weather Underground, created that wonderful construct that we have now for revolution called white skin privilege. They've just taking the skin out. Now, white privilege. That came from those people. That's how they destroy people's minds. And then we have this judge in England. So happy the top family judge in England, Sir James Munby, the president of the family division of the High Court of Justice for England and Wales, has said that society should welcome and applaud the collapse of traditional nuclear family life. What is the family? Asked the 69-year-old at a lecture in Liverpool. He said time was when most people probably thought the answer was not merely clear but obvious. But today, we're going to confuse that issue. He's going along the lines of Plato. He's even talking about, hey, we might have polygamous marriage. So that's maybe the new family, right? Folks, it's there is no limit as to how they're going to do this. And the reason that they are doing this is because of the stated reasons of Plato in his Republic. He said, we don't want people to know who their parents are. We want to be their parents. We don't want there to be any gods before our God, the government, our godverment. So they don't want God. They don't want the family. They want to be God. They want to be the family. They don't want the kids to even know who their parents were. And guess what? You abandon your kids to an institution, they won't know who you are. You won't know who they are by the time they get finished with that institution. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, I was just talking about the British judge who applauds the collapse of the nuclear family. Let's get everybody confused about what gender is. Let's confuse everybody about what family is. Let's make sure that family goes away. Let's make sure that God goes away, that the only thing that remains is our government here. And, you know, I think that's a big part. I know it's a big part of what's going on with the LGBT attacks and the agenda. And understand that there is nothing necessarily inherent in the fact of being homosexual that makes you have to destroy other people and destroy families. This is the LGBT agenda that is the leftist government bullies and tyrants agenda. And we saw a major victory in that yesterday. They're trying to proscribe that and say, oh, it's a narrow victory. No, it's not. No, it's not. 7-2, when you get, if you just look at the number of judges and the fact that you had some leftist judges join with the guy who is usually unpredictable, Kennedy, the swing vote, they all joined together to push this back. I think that is very significant. We're going to talk about that in a little bit more detail in this hour. We're going to talk more about Bill Clinton and his self-pardoning and playing the victim as he did. I got some more clips I got to play for you on that. But before we move on from this, and it also plays into the LGBT agenda, again, the leftist government bullies and tyrants, you won't find them anywhere more strong than in California. They have now banned another state. Yes, the state of California is seceding from the United States one state at a time. Instead of them leaving, they're pushing other people out. As Sacramento Bee points out, since 2017, California has forbidden state employees from traveling to states with laws that California leaders perceive to be discriminatory against LGBT. And they say they've added restrictions now on Oklahoma because the state adopted a law that would allow adoption service agencies to refuse to work with gay and transgender people. Let me tell you something. If somebody doesn't know what gender they are, I don't want them raising kids. Just that simple. It is a mental illness. When you hear LGBT used in that context and you hear people talking about transgender agenda, just reply, Bob. It's biological, it's objective, and it is binary. Your gender is Bob. And that's the way the American Pediatric Society defines it. Biological, objective, it is not subjective. It is not mental. And it is binary. There's two, male and female. He created them. Do you not know? Have you not read? Anyway, Oklahoma now joins the list of places that you can't go if you are a California employee. And here's the honor roll of states that California has seceded from: Alabama, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Texas on the list of states where California public employees cannot travel for work-related purposes unless they're required to by a court in order to investigate a crime, investigate a tax dispute, or comply with a grant. Oh, if they want money. Yeah, I want your tax money. I want a grant. Oh, okay. We'll make an exception. We don't have principles that get in the way of us grabbing money because this socialist state of California is going bankrupt fast. So if they can get money, they can throw their LGBT, their leftist government, bigoted, bullying and tyrants. They can just get rid of that agenda right there because there's some money to be had. Yeah, that's California's principles right there. We know what they are. We're just haggling over the price. Going back to the Bilderberg Group, again, when we look at this as Italy being the focus of opposition right now to the establishment, no surprise that you would have the Bilderberg Group meeting in Turin. Now, they announced that in January. Of course, the elections were last fall. So hey, we got to go to Italy and tamp this whole thing down. And when I was looking at The Independent before we had Alex Newman come on, I just wanted to go back and read you a couple of these amazing quotes, disinformation quotes from The Independent. As they came back and they said, well, you know, you got all these conspiracy theorists. I always loved, that was a term, again, that was created by the FBI to shut down anybody questioning the patently absurd idea that a single shooter killed JFK. So forget that Zapruder film. Forget the eyewitness accounts. Don't believe your lying eyes. If you think that somebody else is involved and it wasn't just Lee Harvey Oswald, you are a conspiracy theorist. And we're just going to ridicule you out of we're not going to pay attention to anything that you have to say. And that's the tactic that the Independent in the UK is taking. And so they say, well, you know, these conspiracy theorists, they're not really sure whether it is fascism or Marxism. And as I pointed out to you, no, it is really a fascism. Whose goal is Marxism? And Adolf Hitler understood that. The people who founded this group understand that because it has ties to Nazism. If you understand why they picked the Bilderberg Hotel, that was the site, if you've ever seen the movie A Bridge Too Far, it was a long, long movie with a cast of 1,000 movie stars. Everybody who was anybody at the time got into that movie. But it was about the last victory of the Nazis, Operation Market Garden. It's deep penetration. They were pushing quickly into Germany, and the front was advancing. And as they made a leapfrog trying to go in very quickly to wrap things up, they were betrayed. People believe that they were betrayed by one of the founders of Bilderberg, as well as a Prince Bernhard, I believe was a double agent, as well as the British general who steadfastly refused to move troops forward. Now, those two guys, interestingly enough, at the site of the last Nazi victory there, Operation Market Garden, at that bridge too far, that was where the Bilderberg Hotel was. So they chose to hold this meeting 10 years after the last Nazi victory. This whole thing was this whole unification of Europe that we see here, the European Union project, was essentially to do economically and with a technocratic approach what Hitler was unable to do militarily. And it has succeeded up to this point. But people are starting to wake up. Those are the true origins of Bilderberg. That is the real conspiracy theory, if you will. And they come back and they even had one of the guys say, well, you know, Dennis Healy, a member of the steering committee for more than 30 years, said, well, to say that we're striving for a one-world government is exaggerated, but not wholly unfair. That's not the immediate goal. You know, it's a little bit exaggerated because they're not going there right now, but it's not unfair to say that's what we'd like to see. Those of us in Bilderberg felt that we couldn't go on forever fighting one another for nothing and killing people and rendering millions. Oh, so they're going to subdue us for our own good. You know, kind of like that Twilight Zone episode where the aliens come down and they're going to control everything and they're here to serve mankind. Yes, they come in peace. Our purpose is to serve mankind. And then when you get into the ship, you see that to serve mankind is a cookbook. This is a cookbook, folks, and it has been a boiling frog cookbook. They're taking a gradual approach to this. And, of course, you have people like Henry Kissinger, the regular attendee, Helmut Kohl, Bill Clinton, we'll talk about him more, Bill Gates, Christine Lagarde, all the people, IMF, the biggest corporations, the biggest politicians now and future as well as past, all attending. And as I say in The Independent, this a rather specter-like organization referring to the James Bond villains, reinforcing its interests by choosing presidents and controlling public opinion through the media. The Bilderberg Group is nothing more sinister than an occasional supper club. Yeah, that's right. It's just a supper club. It's not specter. And then they go on to say, well, actually, you know, these people like that say that there's a lizards meeting there, you know, they're just really helping to cover up what we really should be concerned somewhat about. As one person comes back and says, well, you know, the conspiracy theories have served the group quite well because any serious scrutiny is dismissed as hysterical and shrill. And that's exactly why they call things conspiracy theories. So that when you see Ed Balls with a suitcase filled with nothing but papers showing up at the meeting, oh, it's just a supper club. Why'd you bring a suitcase full of papers to the supper club, Ed? Former member of parliament because he lost the election after that. Yeah, what's going on there? Oh, let's just call it a conspiracy theory, and then nobody will pay any attention to it. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. huge Memorial Day specials running throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, so we look at the origins of Bilderberg going back to World War II. As you hear Benny Goodman sing, sing, sing. From World War II vintage. As we look at this, how is it happening here in the United States? Of course, it is being done more gradually. As I point out, this is a fire that they started, but it is a boiling frogs type of fire. Here in America, you now have the Koch brothers joining the hashtag resistance. As RT puts it, they've launched a campaign against President Trump and his attempts to try to equalize trade with tariffs. And as Breitbart points out, they have a multi-million-dollar campaign that's being launched to tell us all how well their trade of our jobs, their trade away of our manufacturing jobs, has worked for us over the last couple of decades. Well, we know. We have seen what's happened with NAFTA, and we've seen what has happened with China. As they point out in the Breitbart article, the Koch brothers are going to be launching a multi-million dollar campaign against Trump's popular tariffs ahead of the elections. Now, these guys are some of the biggest donors to the Republican Party. Nevertheless, they're all about open borders. They're all about multinational free trade agreements. They are globalists, the Koch brothers are. This is why the labels and the political parties don't really mean that much. When you got the Koch brothers out there pushing for this, their group is one of the groups that they're using, a lot of different organizations. One of them, Americans for Prosperity. That should be the Chinese for Prosperity. That's what they should call this group. Not Americans for Prosperity. This is Chinese for Prosperity. You know, we look at the Italian election that I was talking about. What is the new Italian government saying? Italy first. We're going to create jobs. We're not going to be the welfare housing facility for the European Union and so forth. The same things that we're saying here. We're going to protect our borders. We're going to protect our country. If we don't defend our economy and our borders, that's real national security, folks. All this fake, faux national security. We got to listen to everything that you do. We got to watch everything that you do. We got to create this massive surveillance state because of national security. No. We don't have to surrender our privacy, our liberty. We don't have to create a dark government where everything is concealed against us to have national security. It's exactly the opposite. That kind of government will take away our security, our freedom, our liberty. To the extent that you give up your liberty to that degree, you become a slave. Slaves are never secure. Slaves are never prosperous. Slaves are always poor and insecure and in prison. That is the inherent lie of the national security state and everything that they tell us that we have to do. We have to give up the Bill of Rights. We have to give up our economic prosperity so that they can protect us. No, they're not protecting us. This is a globalist empire. We are their unpaid mercenaries. As a matter of fact, we pay for the privilege to be their mercenaries. And it's about time we stop this. It's about time we stop the foreign wars. It's about time we stop the what they call free trade. It's not free trade. It is managed trade. It is managed by these multinational agreements, and we have no say in how it is managed. We have no ability to compete because they will shut that down with their multinational agreements and their management from afar. That's what they did with the European Union. They told the British fishermen who've been fishing in those waters for millennia, no, you can't fish in those waters. We're going to tell you from Brussels what you can and cannot do. Believe me, if we enter into the Trans-Pacific or Transatlantic partnerships, if we enter into that, there will be a multinational organization that we don't have any say-so in electing, that is not accountable to us, that cannot be removed. They will be telling us everything that we can and cannot do, just as European Union was doing to the member states. That's why they're getting out. And these Koch brothers are examples, of prime examples of it. They say, well, open trade offers a win-win that delivers the best results for most people. No, we have seen how this has worked for us for the last couple of decades. We've seen what's happened with the North American Free Trade Agreement and these other agreements. If you look at this chart on this Breitbart article, they also break it down for China, for example. I mean, you can go back and you can have the discussion about NAFTA, and you can look at how our deficit exploded with Mexico immediately afterwards. As I've said many times before, prior to that, some years we'd have a $2 billion surplus or a $3 billion deficit, or maybe there'd be a $5 billion one way or the other between us and Mexico, but it was alternating back and forth year to year. It was roughly equal. After NAFTA, it went up to $17 billion for several years, and then it kept increasing, got up to the 70s of billions of dollars. It's probably somewhere in the 60s right now. This has been a massive sucking sound, as Ross Perot predicted. But when we look at China, look at that chart right there. This is on the Breitbart article. Since 2001, free trade with China has cost millions of Americans their jobs. According to the Economic Policy Institute, between 2001 and 2015, about 3.5 million jobs were lost due to our trade deficit with China. As President Trump tweeted out, you can't lose if you're down $800 billion a year. There's no way to go but up, folks. We got nothing to lose here in this trade war. They've been bombing our economy for decades, and it's about time we equalize things. $2.6 million were lost in manufacturing alone. About three quarters of the jobs lost in this U.S.-China trade deficit were manufacturing. Not a surprise. As they also point out, one former steel town in West Virginia lost 94% of its steel jobs because of NAFTA, with nearly 10,000 workers in the town being displaced from the steel industry. Again, our borders, our economy, our real national security. All these people want to scoff at the idea that President Trump is putting on these tariffs because of that. When you look at historically how our government was funded when it was constitutional, when our government was the size that it fit in the Constitution, as I've said many times, in the first administration of Thomas Jefferson, the beginning of the 1800s, about 110 years before we had the inversion of power structure, the perversion of our Constitution, with the Federal Reserve being created and the income tax being created. Prior to that, our country was funded and funded solely on tariffs. President Jefferson was bragging about the fact that he had done that. He said, we've eliminated useless offices so that nobody pays any internal taxes. What farmer, what laborer, what mechanic knows a tax man? None do. The only taxes that we collect with the federal government are at the border on goods and services coming in. We don't bother anybody inside the United States. That is called free trade, folks. That's called freedom. It's called liberty. And the globalists didn't like that model. The globalists said, we're going to tax you internally, and we are going to manipulate the economy with a central bank. We're going to create an income tax to be the people to collect the money for that government, for that Federal Reserve. And we're going to manipulate things and take down the trade barriers so that we can get slave labor in China. That's the model that we're operating under. That's the model that the Koch brothers are trying to sell you as they come against Trump's trade equalization. And we look at the fact that President Trump, I think they had for the new slogan, instead of make America great again, they should say make the economy great again. Or we made the economy great again. How about that? We made the economy great again. We're mega. We're huge. Costco raising the minimum wage for 130,000 employees to $14 an hour. And they gave credit to the Republican tax cut. How's that, Nancy? How about that for crumbs? You want to fight people for those crumbs? You want to take those crumbs off their table? That's what the Democrats are left to do. They are fighting you for the crumbs on your table. $14 an hour because of the Republican tax cuts for 130,000 employees at Costco. They made the economy great again. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to take a little bit deeper look at the Supreme Court decision yesterday about the cake. How are you going to cut this cake? You can have your cake and religion too. to the Supreme Court. But now the left is coming back and, if not outright disagreeing with it, saying, well, it's a very narrow decision. It doesn't affect much. Let's take a look at what this decision truly was about. And let's take a look at what was really going on here and the issues surrounding this. Again, these are Colorado officials. And I think one of the best takes on this, if you want to see it, is the New American article. The Supreme Court gives a huge victory to a baker who wouldn't make same-sex wedding cake. But they have a great analysis of this, I think. And they point out the Colorado officials had actually protected several bakers who were charged with anti-religious discrimination when they refused to design a cake with a quote from Leviticus condemning homosexuality. See, to illustrate the point, after they victimized this baker and said, we want you to do something that we're going to force you or we're going to put you out of business. Just as if you were to go into a black baker and say, you know what, I want you to make me a white sheet cake with a KKK stuff all over it. You know, make it the shape of a hood. How about that? And maybe you can throw some pictures of some ropes and some lynchings and stuff. Is that okay? You do that for me? Oh, you're not going to do that for me? Okay, I'm going to put you out of business. Or go into a Jewish bakery and say, I want you to do a Nazi cake for me. And put some stuff in there, you know, about prison camps or something like that. You do that for me. I'm going to put you out of business. And so after they did this to this Christian baker, again, these leftist government bullies and tyrants, that's what the LGBT people are, this part of this movement, they go in there to do it. They could have gone to any baker to get that done. But no, they wanted to make an example out of this guy. They wanted to put him out of business, and so did the Colorado officials. And so the Christians go back and they say, all right, well, let's do one like this. Let's just reverse this. Let's go to some bakers, and we will ask them in this liberal town here, to put a cake there, and we want you to quote some Bible verses from Leviticus condemning homosexuality. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. And so the Colorado, then they appealed it. They said, well, you know, how about applying the law equally here? Oh, we don't apply the law equally. We don't apply the law equally to Democrats, to Hillary Clinton, to the LGBT mob. We don't apply that law to them. It's only the white male Christians, Western civilization. They get the law applied to them, but not to the other people, not to the other side. And that was one of the things that the Supreme Court mentioned in their decision, said obviously these people in this Colorado town have got it in for the Christians. As they go on to point out in this New American article, they said, SCOTUS and everyone else, however, are missing the elephant in the room. And they quote a Yale Law School professor. His name is William Eskridge, Jr. He is self-described as openly gay, and he is a constitutional law expert. And again, when I point out the leftist government bullies and tyrants, the LGBT mob. See, there's nothing inherent with being gay or homosexual that means that you have to destroy other people's lives or that you have to eradicate Christianity or you have to eradicate the family. You can be live and let live. How about that? What an idea. What an idea. Anyway, this openly gay constitutional law expert from Yale said this, and commenting on this case, he talked to the New Yorker. He said, many Christian businessmen have no problem with gay customers. They just don't want to participate in the choreography of gay weddings. And he said, and they said, yeah, this baker certainly fits that mold. No pun intended, I guess. He would happily provide baked goods for them, but he would not create a cake for this event. An event is the key word. That is the central thing here. And again, this was bullying by a bunch of LGBT tyrants. Now, the Alliance Defending Freedom, who were a part of this decision, said Jack serves all his customers. He simply declines to express messages or to celebrate events that violate his deeply held beliefs. Creative professionals who serve all people should be free to create art consistent with their convictions without the threat of government punishment. Mike Huckabee had this to say. He said, this goes back to the muddle that the Supreme Court created when they interjected themselves. He doesn't say this, but he says this is the muddle that they created when they created same-sex marriage. And they did that by violating the 10th Amendment. See, there is no authorization, there's no power given to the federal government, certainly not to the Supreme Court, to define what marriage is. They had no business defining marriage. And basically what they did was they appealed to what they thought was the current zeitgeist of what the, you know, wet their finger and stick it in the air and say, oh, I think this is where the wind is blowing. We'll go this way. Or this is my opinion is the way that I think society should go. And they imposed that opinion unconstitutionally honest, because the 10th Amendment doesn't give them the power to define marriage. It doesn't give the government the power to do the war on drugs. See, when we get off of the Constitution and we start going down this path where, well, I'm a powerful person, I'll do this and see if anybody can stop me. That's the way our government has been operating my entire life. It's about time we stop it. We had to have an 18th Amendment to prohibit alcohol because we had a government that respected the Constitution at that time and the 10th Amendment. As I've said before, forget 420, it's 1018. The 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment tell you that the war on drugs is not constitutional. And when you allow the government to intrude itself on every minute aspect of our life, you wind up seeing people who, even after we have the right to try bill, you have a young boy, 15 years old, drug out of his home by a sheriff because his parents gave him the only thing that would control his epileptic seizures, and that is marijuana. Pharmaceutical drugs wouldn't work, but he doesn't have a right to try medical marijuana. No, this is the tyranny that results when the government gets involved in things that it shouldn't be involved in, that it doesn't even have the authority to be involved in. But Huckabee put it this way. He said, SCOTUS made it clear that care should be taken that it not infringe on religious beliefs as they redefined marriage. But the ink was barely dry before Christian bakers, florists, and other wedding service providers in blue states were being sued, harassed, hounded, fined, branded as haters, and driven into bankruptcy simply for declining jobs that would require them to violate their sacred belief in the biblical definition of marriage. This ruling still leaves unfinished the untangling of the knot of conflicting rights that the Supreme Court created, and I'll add, when they overstepped their authority and violated the Constitution. That's really what is involved here. Two of the court's four liberals, Stephen Breyer and Elena Kagan, joined the five conservatives, and actually joined the four conservatives, I would say, and the swing vote, Justice Anthony Kennedy. He wrote the decision. And again, they want to say, oh, this is, as they spin this, is Reuters says, oh, this is on narrow grounds, and it's stopping short of setting a major precedent. Let me tell you what the precedent was. The precedent was the First Amendment. And it says, you shall make no law abridging the free exercise of religion. It doesn't say anything about serving people in a public building or anything. I mean, there is nothing that protects us from discrimination. That should be solved in the free marketplace. If you don't like somebody because they're a bigot, don't do business with them. But the government shall make no law abridging the free exercise of religion. End of story. If you are not allowed to live your religion, that doesn't mean that you're going to go somewhere and burn candles or sing songs or chant chants. That doesn't mean that. That's not what the free exercise of religion means. The free exercise of religion means that you exercise your religious convictions and you shall make no law. That's what the Constitution. So this is a very disappointing decision, but not unexpected, because the Supreme Court doesn't respect the Constitution. They wouldn't have interjected themselves into defining marriage for us. I mean, I don't even think that it ought to be defined by local government, one way or the other. It's not any of their business. But clearly, the federal government is directly prohibited by the 10th Amendment from defining marriage. And they ignored that prohibition, just as they ignored the prohibition on infringing on the free exercise of religion. So they come up with some other basis on this, and even if they come up to the right conclusion, they did it on the wrong basis. Still, it was 7-2. Only Darth Vader, Ginsburg, and Sotomayor were the ones to come out of it. Of course, Nancy Pelosi is hopping mad. She wants these bakers to be forced to bake cake. So you embrace that, Nancy. You embrace that. You embrace MS-13. That's a winning formula for you. You fight people for the crumbs on their table. Like Newt Gingrich said, it's looking like a red wave. We're going to be waving Nancy Pelosi goodbye. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler's Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping.
Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials running throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. It's our final segment of the program, and I want to talk about the importance of what we honor and celebrate. And we can see this in what is happening at the White House with the Philadelphia Eagles and with something else that's coming up at the White House we're going to talk about here. Before we get to that, I just want to remind you of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. And we have extended our Memorial Day sale, 50% off dozens of our most popular products at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. 50% off plus free shipping. Here's some of the products. Super Male Vitality, Alpha Power, The Real Red Pill Plus, Immune Wall, all of those, 50% off plus free shipping. Also, Brain Force Plus, Silver Bullet, that's our colloidal silver. Those are two of my favorite products. I never go anywhere without those two in my bag. For a reporting trip. I want to have Brain Force Plus because that keeps me focused mentally. And I want to take Silver Bullet because that colloidal silver helps me to fight viruses and bacteria when I'm traveling. Both of those, 50% off plus free shipping. Also, all of the Super Blue products, all of our dental products that have nano silver. And that's our two flavors of toothpaste, our mouthwash, our immune gargle spray. Again, that can be used topically. It's nano silver. It helps to fight bacteria as well as virus, but the bacteria that causes gum disease, it can lead to tooth loss as well as to heart disease. Those are great dental products, the Super Blue line. You can get those 50% off. Our X2 nascent iodine and the BioTrue selenium combo is 50% off. No question that iodine and selenium are very important health supplements, and we have the best quality sources you're going to find with X2 nascent iodine and the BioTrue selenium. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off, as I said, dozens of products and free shipping store-wide. All right, let's take a look at the controversy du jour. The Philadelphia Eagles. I don't really care, really, about honoring the Philadelphia Eagles. I think it's far more important to honor the people who have died and not to disrespect the families of those people who have died. And that is the tone-deaf protest that is being done by these millionaire players who, if they hadn't been hit in the head so many times, they'd understand how stupid this protest is, how misguided, misdirected it is. It's kind of like when there's an issue of police brutality, and what do? They go down and they burn down houses and black businesses in their neighborhood. How does that solve anything? See, they don't want to fix the problem of excessive police force or police brutality. Instead, what they want is to divide and conquer the community. See, what they need to do is they need to unite instead of divide in order to fix this. They need to say, this is all of our problems. This is not just black versus blue. If they would unite the people, then they could fix the problem. Say, this is a problem for everybody. We need to figure out how to do this without turning the police into tyrants, into bullies. We got to stop this police brutality. Let's get everybody involved because everybody is subject to this. Well, it's not just black people who are being killed by police brutality, excessive use of force. And there are good police officers, and we need to purge out the bad police officers. But how do we do that? How do we reform the institution? It has changed. It's changed for the worse. How do we make it change for the better? We have to unite, not divide. These people are focusing on dividing because they don't want to fix it. And it is stupid the way they have, again, it's misdirected. It's like burning down somebody else, like going kicking the cat because you can't address the real problem. President Trump said only a small number of players decided to come, so we canceled the event. And went on to say, staying in the locker room, by the way, for the playing of our national anthem is as disrespectful to our country as kneeling. And he's right. Absolutely right. They were planning on sending less than 10 players. And so the president has said in a statement that because they're going to send so few people, but there's going to be 1,000 fans planning to attend the event. He said they deserve better. So we're going to make it a patriotic event. And they're going to bring in the United States Marine Band, the U.S. Army Chorus to celebrate America at 3 p.m. Eastern time. That's what they're going to do. They're going to celebrate heroes and not football players. But then you got a Democrat senator has said, hey, I know what, I'll get these people who are protesting the United States. I'll get them to come with me and we'll go tour Congress. This is a Democrat senator from Pennsylvania, Bob Casey. And he tweets out, hey, Eagles, how about a tour of the Capitol? So, you know, maybe he can get MS-13 to come along on the tour too. And they can do a PR tour for the upcoming election for the Democrats, and they can have Nancy Pelosi explain to us why the First Amendment doesn't mean what it says. They can embrace all that stuff. Democrats, I'm just absolutely amazing people in charge of that. But when we look at how important it is to celebrate things. Now, President Trump did the right thing with this, I think. Saying, oh, okay, you want to protest me? You want to make this into a photo opportunity to protest me when I got the NFL to start to move in the right direction, even though they're still going to not fully embrace celebrating America. Well, that's good, I think. But President Trump is going to be having an iftar dinner at the White House for Ramadan. And again, as I pointed out earlier, the amazing spin and lies of the Independent in the UK about Bilderberg. Here's what they're saying about President Trump and the fact that last year, he had not held an iftar dinner for the end of Ramadan. This is the Independent in the UK, they said, this breaks a Muslim tradition held at the White House for more than two centuries. That's an absolute lie. Even CNN got it right. Even CNN realizes that this isn't something we've been doing for two centuries. It is something we've been doing for two decades. Where did this start? This began with Hillary. Hillary was the one that started the White House iftar dinner annual reception. President Trump didn't do it last year, but he's doing it this year on year number two. Why? Why do we have to continue this tradition that was started by Hillary Clinton? They will go back and they'll say, well, it's a two-century tradition because Thomas Jefferson was going to meet with an envoy of Tunisia. And he was a Muslim. And he said, I can't meet you for lunch. I've got a religious ceremony here and I can do it after sundown. Okay, well, we'll do the dinner at sundown. And said, oh, see, that was our first iftar dinner. We just got centuries. And then, of course, we had some of them will come out and say, Washington and Lincoln called for days of fasting. Well, of course they did. They were during times of war, but it was prayer and fasting in the Christian tradition. This was not Ramadan. They didn't call for it at that time of year, and it wasn't a Muslim festival. But they'll try to create, just as the Independent in the UK did, say, well, this is a two-century tradition. Look at that, President Trump violated. No, it was two decades. It was started in 1996. Hillary hosted a Ramadan Eid celebration. Eid, I don't know how you pronounce that. Don't care. Sorry. Don't care. Not my culture. I don't want to embrace this culture, this political system, this religion. I don't know how to say it. But it is a two-decade, and this is what CNN said. The event was not held last year, breaking nearly two decades of tradition by previous presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama. Who cares about their traditions? I don't. Why doesn't President Trump do something different? Why doesn't he just, he said, I'm not going to honor the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to honor the military veterans that they're disrespecting with their protest. How about President Trump, instead of honoring the religion and the political system and the cultural system that is so antithetical to tolerance and to multiculturalism, there is no system more intolerant of that than the Islamic system. They want to destroy Christianity, Judaism, Hindus, Buddhists. They want to destroy every political system. They want to destroy every culture but their own. Instead of honoring that, why don't you honor and stand up for Tommy Robinson? Instead of having a Ramadan feast at the White House this year, you did the right thing last year to ignore that. Why don't you turn it into something positive and stand up and speak out for Tommy Robinson as their culture is being overrun by this intolerant society of Ramadan? You want to celebrate Ramadan? Well, it's not over yet, but in just 3 weeks, we've had Islamic terrorists who are celebrating Ramadan kill 352, wound 449. Yeah, they're getting to about 800 people right now. Actually, it's more than 800 maybe. Anyway, that's their holy month. That's how they celebrate. This religion of peace, this cult of death. We just had a Muslim attacker to a Jew in Germany yell to them, Berlin is our city now. They had a couple of 17-year-old Jewish kids waiting for a train in Berlin. The Garten Station is a German name. Anyway, they were playing a Jewish song called Tel Aviv, and the Arab men shouted at him, the 17-year-old, is that Hebrew music? For 70 years, you're murdering children. Berlin is our city now. We don't listen to effing Jewish music. If I had a knife, I would kill you. If I meet you again, I will. Yeah. We're going to celebrate that with Ramadan? I don't think so. And of course, they will call you an Islamophobe. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and covering up the crime of Imran Awan. She runs out and calls the people. After all this stuff, I was going to list off all the different things. Of course, you probably know if you listen to the program what the Awan brothers were guilty of doing. But if you criticize them, if you try to arrest them for their crimes, oh, according to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you are an Islamophobe. Yes, they'll call you an Islamophobe. Sure, I'll get called that for this too. But that's our program. Thank you for joining us today. I'm David Knight.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro Z the air body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.